Welcome to Elevate Care Insights. Today's video is about how to start a children's home in the UK, a step-by-step guide which will help you navigate the process, ensuring you meet all the requirements set by Ofsted, the UK government's regulatory body for children's services. So let's get started. Before you begin, it's essential to understand the basics. According to Ofsted's website, you must first decide the type of children's home you want to establish and familiarise yourself with the regulations that apply. So let's delve into the legal requirements. Ofsted's website provides detailed information on the legal framework that governs children's home in the UK. So please go over there and take a look. It's crucial to familiarise yourself with these regulations, and I will at this stage go over some of them. I'm going to start with looking at the Children's Homes England Regulations 2015. It sets out the legal requirements and standards for residential children's homes in England. The regulations cover various aspects, including quality standards for children's homes, engaging with the wider system to ensure children's needs are met, and the quality and the purpose of care. The regulations are designed to ensure that each child in care is provided with the right placement at the right time, and that residential childcare is a positive and beneficial choice for the children and young people living in children's homes. The regulations also provide guidance for those involved in the care of children in children's homes and outline the qualifications for staff working in children's homes. Additionally, the regulations address the staffing of children's homes, ensuring that the employment of individuals at the home meets specified requirements. The quality standards for children's homes under the Children's Homes England Regulations 2015 set out the aspirational and positive outcomes expected to be achieved by residential children's homes. They describe the outcomes that each child must be supported to achieve while living in the children's homes, such as providing a safe and stimulating environment in high quality buildings, spaces that support nurture, provide privacy and common areas, as well as supporting each child's learning experience, offering a wide range of activities in the local community and consulting children regularly on their views and recording them. The standards also cover areas such as health and safety, staff support and complaints procedures. So now that you've become familiar with the regulations, let's look at preparing your application. Ofsted has clear guidelines on the information and documents you need to include in your application. You need to start with the documentation, which is how to apply to register as a children's home provider. To register as a children's home provider with Ofsted, several requirements must be met. These include having specific policies and procedures in place, familiarising yourself with the regulations and the national minimum standards for the type of establishment, and ensuring that all necessary disclosure and barring service, DBS, certificates are obtained. The Children's Home England Regulation 2015 and associated quality standards are central to the registration process and completing this form, ensuring that the care and accommodation provided meets the required legal standards. Additionally, there are specific regulations and legal requirements that providers must meet to register as a children's home and as a new provider. The registration process also involves completing quite a few more forms and providing documentation related to planning permission and carrying out a location risk assessment for your children's home. Ofsted provides extensive information on the quality and safety standards your children's home must meet. so you need to review these standards very carefully. The fitness for registration requirement for children's home providers with Ofsted includes several aspects. The suitability and qualification and experience. Providers must be suitably qualified and experienced to carry out the role they are applying for. A completed health declaration and GP health declaration form for everyone is needed. The premises intended to be used must be suitable and ready to provide care and accommodation for children. Relevant documentation relating to planning permission, such as documents confirming its status, is necessary. The location risk assessment must be carried out, and applicants must not have been disqualified in the past, and a full list of reasons for disqualifications are available on the Ofsted website. Safeguarding and child protection are of the utmost importance as part of your application and setting up a children's home. Ofsted outlines the procedures and policies you need to have in place to ensure the safety and well-being of children in your care. Recruiting and training your staff is crucial. The Ofsted website provides valuable guidance on the qualifications and training requirements of your team. The requirements for children's home staff recruitment and qualifications, as per the Children's Homes England Regulation 2015, include the following. Staff in a care role are required to obtain the Level 3 diploma for residential childcare or an equivalent qualification. The registered manager must hold a qualification equivalent to Level 5 and demonstrate how it meets the competencies in Level 5. The regulations also identify specific experience as necessary for a person managing a children's home. For instance, the registered manager must have worked for at least 1 year in a role requiring the supervision and management of staff working in a care role. The recruitment process must comply with Regulations 32 and 33 and Schedule 2 of the Children's Homes England Regulations 2015. This includes ensuring that suitable individuals are safely recruited and that the necessary checks and supervision are in place for prospective employees, including agency staff. The registered person must ensure that the employment of any person on a temporary basis at the children's home complies with the regulations. These requirements are designed to ensure that staff working in children's homes have the appropriate qualifications, experience, and undergo a thorough recruitment process to safeguard the well-being of the children under their care. It's important to understand how the Ofsted inspectors will undertake an interview of you as the new registered individual and registered manager and your children's home. During an interview for a new children's home, Ofsted inspectors cover specific areas to assess the quality of care and support provided. These areas include an understanding of the establishment, safety and welfare of children, regulatory compliance. Questions may be asked to assess compliance with the Children's Home England Regulation 2015 and associated quality standards, recruitment and staffing, educational achievement and possible placements. The specific aspirational and positive outcomes that Ofsted inspectors expect homes to achieve for each child in their care are outlined in the Children's Homes England Regulations 2015 and associated quality standards. The underpinning measurable requirements that homes must meet to achieve the aspirational outcome statements include quality and purpose of care standard. This standard focuses on the provision of personalised, well-intentioned care, emphasising respect and accessibility within the home and community. Children's views, wishes and feelings standard. Homes are expected to ensure that children's views, wishes and feelings are given due consideration in all planning and provision of care. The education standard. This standard emphasises the importance of promoting the educational achievement of children in care, ensuring that they receive appropriate support for their learning needs. Enjoyment and achievement standard. Children's homes are expected to provide opportunities for children to enjoy a wide range of activities in the local community and achieve positive outcomes. These standards are designed to ensure that children's homes provide a safe, supportive and high quality environment for the children in their care, and the inspectors in their interviews with you will be assessing your ability to provide these high standards. Financial planning is a significant aspect of running a children's home. Ofsted offers insights into financial requirements and budgeting guidelines to help you stay on track. And last but not least, community engagement is essential. Ofsted encourages providers to engage with the local community. It is a vital part of building a supportive network for your children's home. It also includes engaging with the local authority to understand if a children's home is required in the area that you're looking at, and also what advice and support the local commissioners and children's social care and other partners in the children's partnership can support you with to ensuring that you have a children's home which is fit for purpose. Starting a children's home in England can be a fulfilling endeavour, but it requires careful planning, dedication and following Ofsted's regulations. Remember to continually refer to Ofsted's website for the most up-to-date information and guidance. We help people set up their children's homes by offering consultation and advice. If you'd like to get in contact with us on how to do it, please follow the links below. As always, please like, subscribe, and hit the notification bell.